Many states are trying to figure out how to provide health care for residents who can't afford it. Maine is ahead of the pack. Today, Democratic Governor John Baldacci signed a new law that aims to provide universal access to affordable health insurance. Maine Public Radio's Fred Bever reports.
There are an estimated 180,000 people in Maine who lack health insurance, and businesses are watching their health costs rise by 30% a year and more. Governor John Baldacci says that's a drag on the state's economy.
You can't have a healthy economy if you don't have healthy people. They are connected. And I think business owners get it, workers get it, the people of the state of Maine get it.
Governor Baldacci's health policy chief, Trish Riley, negotiated for weeks with all the stakeholders: doctors, hospitals, businesses, insurers, and consumer advocates. The result was the Dirigo Health Plan. Dirigo is the state's motto, Latin for I lead. Trish Riley.
We'll have premiums in our modeling ranging from $300 per month for an individual to $795 for a family, but with subsidies for families with incomes below $55,000.
That moderate income group makes up the bulk of Maine's uninsured or underinsured residents. The plan's goal is to bring affordable health insurance to all of them by the year 2009. Businesses that choose to participate would contribute up to 60% of their employee premiums, with the state paying the rest. The state will launch the program with $53 million in federal stimulus money. It will also use Medicaid dollars to match employer contributions. But Republican Doug Newman is skeptical. Newman runs a concrete-laying business, and he worries he won't be able to afford Dirigo's premiums. Newman says the plan's dependence after the first year on a 4% tax on health insurance premiums doesn't help either.
That is kind of a death sentence for our ability to offer health insurance. In fact, it's making it worse through this 4% tax that is almost certainly going to appear next year.
That tax could be offset. Supporters say because the plan will provide coverage for patients who right now can't pay for their care, everybody will save money. But quick buy-in from small businesses like Newman's will be essential to the plan's financial structure. Robert Blendon is a professor of health policy and political analysis at Harvard School of Public Health. He says that the plan's reliance on voluntary cost control measures from hospitals may also prove an Achilles heel.
But one of the things that's impressive is, at the moment, Maine is the only state where the hospitals have even agreed to try to place some limit on the growth of their revenues and expenditures. The state is really ahead of the rest of the country. And it's a real sign of faith that these problems can be solved by state leaders of both parties.
Next year, state officials hope 31,000 people will sign up for the Dirigo plan. For NPR News, I'm Fred Bever in Augusta, Maine.